What are your top stories today? Well, we'll end. The House has passed a bill to avoid a government shutdown. It, however, raises the $28 trillion debt ceiling. No real big surprise here. The bill passed on a party line vote of 220 to 211. Congressman Jim Banks obviously voted against the bill, and he's joining us live right now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kayla. Good to be with you.
So, Congressman, out of the gate, why'd you vote no?
Well, I mean, this is an easy no vote. I'm glad you said a second ago that it was obvious.
Mm-hmm.
That I voted no. I mean, Kayla, here we go. They're raising the debt limit. They're raising the limits on the credit cards so they can max it out against what they want to do with the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package, and then the fake infrastructure package, like $1.2 trillion on top of the $3.5 trillion. I mean, these Democrats are spending more money than any government has spent in the history of the world. And that's why they want. That's why they have to raise the debt limit. But the CR also funds the government. And the fact that they can't get this done, I mean, this is the biggest mess I've seen in my 5 years in Washington. They did pass it out of the House, but dead on arrival in the Senate because it was a party line vote in the House. They won't negotiate with Republicans. They won't make any reforms to the way this government spends money at this point with nearing a $30 trillion national debt. They want to raise the debt limit again and then pass these massive $5-6 trillion in spending on top of it. All that is hopefully not going to happen, but all that's going to be pushed by the Democrats over the next couple of weeks. And I'm hoping that on most of those issues, they completely fail.
Well, I'm glad you kind of brought up the negotiations because I was going to ask you about that. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has kind of been the soundbite all morning long, pretty much. He said that there's been absolutely no bipartisan negotiations whatsoever on this. Is that true? There's been none happening?
That's completely true. I mean, if you want to raise the debt limit, you got to bring Republicans to the table and talk about ways that we can reform the way the government spends money to try to do something about it. Again, $30 trillion national debt is going to add another. By the way, if they pass this $3.5 trillion reconciliation package, plus the $1.2 trillion in the fake infrastructure bill, they're going to add another over $10 trillion over the next 10 years to the national debt, even on top of that, Kayla. So your kids, my kids, your listeners, grandkids and kids are going to be the ones that are holding the bag for the spending that these Democrats are trying to pass in this short period of time. But they know they're on the ropes. They know Republicans are going to win back the majority in the midterms. That's why they're trying to pass this massive socialist spending package right now, because the clock is ticking. Time is running out on the Biden, Democrat, Pelosi, Schumer agenda. They know that they've got this short window of time to try to get something done. And fortunately, Kayla, they're fighting amongst themselves. That's why the $3.5 trillion and the infrastructure bill aren't passing, because the progressives, the socialists are fighting with some of the centrist members, and they just can't get their act together. I've never seen more of a dysfunctional bunch than this bunch, and that's why they're not able to get something done. But they got to come back to the table and bring Republicans with them and say, what do we need to do if we're going to raise the debt limit? What do we need to do to bring some reforms into place that will do something about the spending problem that we have in this country?
Let's talk about the clock running out here just real quick. What happens if no deal is reached?
Well, the government will shut down next week. I mean, we're 10 days away from a government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the Democrats control the White House. They control the Senate. They control the House. And the fact that they can't get this done falls on their shoulders. They're already trying to blame Republicans. And frankly, in almost any other case that there's ever been a government shutdown, they've succeeded at pointing fingers at Republicans. But they can't do that this time, Kayla. I mean, they own it. They own this mess. They run the government. They have all three of the levers of power when it comes to spending. And the fact that they can't get something done, yes, they passed out of the House, but it's dead in the Senate because they need 60 votes in the Senate, just shows how out of touch and dysfunctional this group of Democrats are.
Congressman, can I ask you about a tweet that you just put out about 14 hours ago?
Sure.
You put out a tweet. It says, and I'm just going to read it so all of Wobo Land can hear it. You said, there are more illegal immigrants who've crossed our border in the past 4 months than Hoosiers living in Indiana's 3rd congressional district. That's a lot of new voters. A, Congressman, I was startled to read that number. And B, what do you mean by a lot of new voters?
Well, I was trying to put it into perspective, Kay. Mm-hmm. Let me think about that. I mean, the open border policies of the Biden administration are obviously intentional. I mean, they're not doing this by accident. I mean, they've opened the doors of the border wide open to anyone who wants to come here. We've already seen several a million come over the border illegally over recent years, mm-hmm. but just in the time this president has been in office alone, we've seen a huge increase because of the border policies. Then you got the caravan of the Haitians who have come to the border, and yes, they're flying some of them back, but don't let them get away with telling the lie that they're flying all of them back.
Right.
They're only flying back single adults. They're allowing family units to cross the border and promising them lifetime. They're promising lifetime welfare to the Afghans that they brought 110,000 of them to our country. So at the end of the day, this is by design. It's intentional on the part of the Democrats, and the fact that in the CR, by the way, they want to grant amnesty. They tried to do it in the reconciliation package, and there there's language in the CR that they've put forward that would give an option for them granting amnesty to illegals who have come here and giving them lifetime welfare and other means just shows that this is intentional on their part. And I think it's intentional because they want to turn them into Democrat voters.
Congressman, as always, I appreciate you weighing in here on Fort Wayne's Morning News.
You got it. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. That's Congressman Jim Banks. He joins us every Wednesday at this time here on WoWo. By the way, for those of you playing along at home, Customs and Border Protection have recorded now over 200,000 encounters with migrants at the border in both July and August. That is a 20-year high.
Podcasts by Federated Media.